Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
614, News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Your New Year's Eve presentation for your consideration. Thank you for having us on tonight. Do appreciate that. Preparing for this evening's New Year's celebration. I'm sure you are at this point here, but don't forget, it does include fireworks safety. Just remember, here's some numbers for you. The number of residential structure fires has increased between 2017 and 2024. Escambia County experienced 9 residential structure fires caused by fireworks. 7 of those fires were caused by fireworks that were improperly disposed of after their use. I wonder how many of those fires were roof-related.
I'm not sure.
You know, because I guess it would be part of how the weather is, whether it had rained or it was dry or whatever. But I do know, and we spoke about this, you have all of that debris. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you're going to see from, you know, the neighbors going crazy and blowing off the bombs, which are fun. I don't have any problem with that, but I do say it leaves a lot of debris in neighborhood yards.
Yeah, it does.
Got to go out there and pick it up.
Yeah, if you're a good neighbor, that's what you need to do.
I was talking about me having to go pick it up.
Oh, you're like, my neighbors stink, and they don't pick up their debris, so I got to do it. 6:15
here. Wait a minute. My neighbors listen to this show. Like,
yeah, except for Chris's neighbors. They're awesome.
There you go.
6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. In their wait today, become a Compassion sponsor. Text radio to 83393. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, the main spot we've had issues with this evening is if you're getting off of Navarre Beach. However, a lot of that congestion has cleared out. It's looking pretty smooth at this time. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 43 tonight officially. Tomorrow, going to be a sunny, beautiful day, but not very hot. High of 61, low of 41.
Okay, 617, News Radio 92.3. I want to throw this in there about tonight's safety. One thing, again, DUI, utmost of concern. And I'm going by memory, but I will tell you probably a little bit after 11 o'clock, maybe towards the 12 o'clock hour tonight, you're going to see those rolling roadblocks set up for DUI checkpoints. So just be aware of that. How can you solve the problem? Just go get yourself a designated driver.
Yes, absolutely. And just a moment ago, I mentioned that it's going to be getting chillier tonight and into tomorrow. Well, large part of the country set to get hit with frigid temperatures this week. Massive Arctic air moved over the northern Rockies last night, shifted towards the plains as it heads east to the east coast by late tomorrow. It comes as a second blast of cold air is set to move across the same region over the weekend before a third wave of freezing temperatures hits the area next week. That wave of cold weather may bring temperatures and wind chills that could be at levels that haven't been reached for several years. And while it won't be hitting us, over 30 states may be in for sub-zero temperatures during the second week of the new month.
Well, does the new year have any financial aspirations? Have you made any kind of not resolutions, but thoughts about maybe saving some more money in 25 or investing your money?
The more money I can save, the better.
And that's a great philosophy. But what we're learning here, what money matters most, back in the year that was of 2024, what was on people's minds? Well, as they searched the web this year, this is what Lillian Wu has to report.
Inflation was the number one search on Investopedia, a financial media website this year. The squeeze on their wallets reflected by the latest consumer price index numbers rising 2.7% year over year in November. Number two on the Investopedia list, peaked by the presidential election, tariffs. Spots three and four went to chipmaker Nvidia and stock split. And in fifth place, national debt. The U.S. national debt crossed the $36 trillion mark this year. Rounding out the searches, homeowners insurance, student loan forgiveness, high-yield savings account, and Bitcoin. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also, just want to let you know that with the noise tonight, it's not just going to be from fireworks, but Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson warned that it could also be from celebratory gunfire, and he said that while that kind of gunfire is not recommended, and that you should stay away from firearms and fireworks if you're drinking, he says not to call, you know, the authorities tonight just because there's some loud noise. Only do that if you believe that you and or your home are in danger. Don't just be saying, oh, it's loud outside.
And Sheriff Johnson also kind of put into the words there about firearms and being sober.
Just play it smart. And everybody's going to be, you know, partying on New Year's Eve, everything. So the scary part is people get hammered and then they decide, hey, now's a great time to play with these huge fireworks or to shoot off a weapon. And, you know, sometimes that ends pretty badly.
Yes, absolutely it does. So once again, just keep that stuff in mind. Just about 6:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida Cabinet looking ahead at 2025. Some details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
We worked our whole lives to save, just to spend it on time. With these two, filling buckets of memories. This is what makes life, life. Yet how much of life are we willing to miss out on? Because even mild hearing loss doubles our risk of dementia. Yes, dementia. Good hearing health is essential to staying engaged and doing what we love. Hear well and stay vital. Get a hearing health check every year.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Of course, we talked about it being New Year's Eve, resolutions. The idea of fulfilling them is start so small that you'd be embarrassed not to say that you did it every day, like praying for 30 seconds a day instead of trying to pray for a half hour a day in the new year, you know, that kind of thing. And celebrated the Gulf Breeze Lady Dolphins volleyball team, who did so well this year, and their coach, who says that what's best about them is that they're great people, not just great volleyball players. Catch the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hark! The herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Hi, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. During this beautiful time of year, let us not forget to celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. What a wonderful gift we have all been given. From our family to yours, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy and blessed New Year.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Ryan, Austin Price. You know, it wasn't a typical Monday for a Navy flight crew out of Whiting Field. I think we spoke about this during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. A Navy TH-73A helicopter made an unscheduled landing, happened about 2:20 Monday afternoon up in Molino. After a warning light illuminated in the cockpit, here's the good side of it. No injuries when the helicopter landed. It was an open area. If you're familiar up there at the intersection of Highway 29 and 97, you know there's a Tom Thumb convenience store right there on that intersection.
Yeah.
And I believe it's a flashing caution light at that intersection. I don't think it's a red, you know, green go type light. But anyway, they landed that helicopter right behind the Tom Thumb.
Wow.
Pretty smart pilots there. No damage to the aircraft, by the way. Mm. I mean, if you got to land somewhere, you at least land so you can go walk and, you know, get on the telephone and say, hey, by the way.
Or, you know, a Pepsi Zero if you want.
I'm glad the crew's well and everything kind of went as best it could be expected.
Absolutely.
In that situation.
625 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Roads are looking good. Weather's not looking too bad either. 66 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow going to be so beautiful. I'm actually looking forward to it. High of 61, low of 41, sunny, mostly clear.
All right, News Radio 92.3. Let me tell you, ice. Oh, 2025 is going to be a year, let me tell you. ICE is closing the books on some costly migrant and aid programs. Ooh, Teresa Crowley has the story.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement is shutting down two programs for illegal migrants not in ICE detention, providing social services after they're released into the U.S., part of the Alternatives to Detention program, one described as psychosocial and behavioral health support, the other for migrant youth with legal aid and referrals for social services and human trafficking screenings. ICE citing the immense cost for ineffective programs that only improved compliance by 2% and didn't further the agency mission, which is not as a charity, but to detain, track, and deport migrants. The Trump-led ICE will inherit a docket that exploded under the Biden border policy, 7.7 million people to keep track of. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida cabinet looking ahead at 2025. The group of leaders meeting four times in Tallahassee next year after approving their schedule earlier this month. Officials will hold their first discussion on March 6th. That's 2 days after the state legislative session is set to begin. Lawmakers in the Florida House and Senate will start getting ready for the session during the third week of January with dozens of bills already filed.
627, News Radio 92.3. Here are some words of concern this afternoon. China's president saying in his New Year's speech that Taiwan will be reunified with China. Jessica Rosenthal has the report.
Chinese President Xi Jinping said in a New Year's Eve speech that no one can stop China's reunification with Taiwan, that it's inevitable. He added that people on both sides of the Taiwan Strait are one family. No one, he said, can stop the historical trend of national reunification. Many Taiwanese do not feel this way, most recently electing a president in May whom Beijing calls a separatist. The Chinese military has been conducting massive drills in the waters off Taiwan for months now. The U.S. is obligated to sell Taiwan defensive weapons under the Taiwan Relations Act. Just before the election, the U.S. approved a $2 billion sale of arms that included an advanced surface-to-air defense missile system. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Yeah, it is. It's disturbing to hear a leader from a nation that does have a history of some conflict there. It is disturbing to hear that. It kind of reminds me of, you know, Russia. And that's the thing. It makes it especially concerning because Russia towards Ukraine kind of views them the same way as far as like, you know, you're part of us, you are one of us, blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's why we've got Russia and issues with them trying to reclaim some old territory. And it is. It's just kind of disturbing to hear about. I also wanted to touch on this. Florida Blue taking legal action against federal health agencies. The health insurance company recently filed a lawsuit in Washington, D.C., claiming lower federal ratings will cause it to lose tens of millions of dollars. The case is centered around Florida Blue's Medicare plans, which received low scores back in October. The provider says the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and other agencies should have adjusted the grading system of disruptions to health services during major flooding in Broward County last year that was caused by historic rainfall.
628, News Radio 92.3, New Year's Eve 2024, getting ready to count the year out of here. New York City is preparing for the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Happening later tonight, Fox's Alexis McAdams is downtown, midtown actually, in NYC.
There have been people out here for hours. We're talking before the sun came up, hundreds of people in lines all across New York City, specifically in Times Square. We're talking about more than a million people that are going to be here in Times Square. They're going to have some pretty big performances. There's also lots of police, street closures, and the mayor of New York City telling everyone they need to follow the rules.
We're not going to allow anything to disrupt the celebration, so we want you to follow the rules, even if you want to protest. Protest within the rules.
The police are going to be mixed into the crowd, including undercover units. Although there are no credible threats at this time, security is a top priority. Bomb-sniffing dogs and drone units will be out on patrols, and state agencies will monitor the airports, the bridges, the tunnels, and the transit system.
Alrighty. Let's see. I also wanted to touch on this very quickly. U.S. Treasury Department says a state-sponsored Chinese hacking operation has gotten into desktop computers of Treasury employees. Ira Spitzer reports it's being described as a major incident. Officials say a third-party software service provider notified them of the breach on December 8th. China is denying involvement, calling the allegations baseless.
Absolutely. Don't forget, AAA Tow2Go program tonight if you need it. Of course, it's a free service that provides a safe ride for impaired drivers and, of course, their vehicles. If you need to activate the service, here's that number to call, 855-286-9246. It is the AAA free Tow2Go program.
We are down to just hours for 2024, but the crowds formed early at the crossroads of the world, New York's Times Square, for one of the biggest celebrations on this New Year's Eve.
Follow the rules. You know, we're not going to allow anything to disrupt the celebration, so we want you to follow the rules, even if you want to protest, protest within the rules.
Mayor Eric Adams with advice for those who want to see that big ball drop. The House will vote on leadership Friday. Speaker Mike Johnson fighting to keep his gavel.
You don't have to love the speaker. You don't have to go to dinner with the speaker. You do have to work with him.
That's New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler, who says he will support Johnson. President-elect Trump says he's going to support him as well. A state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter will be next week at National Cathedral. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. Treasury Department says a state-sponsored Chinese hacking operation was able to access third-party software to tap into desktop computers of Treasury employees. Officials are calling it a major incident. The information accessed included unclassified documents. China is denying the allegations, according to CNBC. Stocks were lower today as investors wrapped up another banner year that propelled the S&P 500 to its second consecutive annual gain that exceeded 20%. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped about 20 points. The S&P 500 lost roughly the same, and the Nasdaq lost more than 100 points. Natural gas futures surged yesterday, hitting a new 52-week high following reports of a colder-than-usual temperature outlook for the East Coast in January. Meanwhile, U.S. crude oil futures for February are under $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Linnell Willigan with The Sportsman, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Black Monday is soon upon us. Coach for the Jets, they parted ways about 14 weeks ago, but that is not stopping them from interviewing former Commanders and Panthers head coach Ron Rivera. In 13 years as a head coach, Ron Rivera-led football teams finished over 500 just three times. Can you say mediocre? I'm Linnell Willigan.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
I think we have a nation that is truly great, not that used to be great or someday will be great again, but one that has an innate character about it that's not adequately recognized.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I've never heard anybody. News Radio 92.3. Aerosmith, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. New Year's Eve 2024. Yeah, we just got a few more hours left in this new year. And I hope it was a good one for you. I hope 25 is going to even be a better one. Listen, Ice Flyers back on the road tonight. They're up in Macon. They return to home ice Friday against Birmingham. Big promotion going on down at the Bay Center. It's the Cars, meaning the Pixar, Disney, / movie Cars, Jersey night. They have the characters down there and also Puck Drop 705. They do that in the Bay Center. A lot of bowl activities today, wasn't it, Austin?
Yes, there were. There were several bowl games today, and I would say some pretty damning results, Chris.
Wow.
Yeah. Want me to get into some of them?
Yeah, let's roll. The Alabama game's the shocker.
Yes, that was the early game. Michigan winning 19-13 there in the ReliaQuest Bowl. I kind of made a joke about it earlier this afternoon, but I would not be surprised if there are some Alabama fans who are chalking this up to just not being motivated or some other excuse that would prevent this game from counting. But I think it's just proof that Alabama just wasn't that great of a team this year. Everybody thought, oh, they don't want us in the playoffs because they're jealous of us and they're tired of seeing us. Well, that may be true for some fans, but no, it's because you're sitting here arguing for a playoff spot that you did not deserve and that you visibly were not tough enough to most likely take advantage of, and this just kind of adds to that argument.
Let's talk about the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. Hey, yeah. That's the one they were feeding people, I think, with bowls of cereal or something.
Yeah,
something
a lot of these, if they have even remotely food-related sponsors, they will kind of lean into that.
The Pop-Tart Bowl was a blast.
Pop-Tart Bowl was a blast.
That was great.
And coincidentally, it's funny that you mentioned that one, because both of these games were decided by 1 point. We had Iowa State beating Miami yesterday, 42-40, or not yesterday, but the other day, 42-41. Right. And tonight we had Louisville beating Washington 35-34.
And that was a stupid move.
Washington went for two to try to get the win. I do agree it's pretty questionable given these circumstances. They didn't get it, obviously.
I mean, you got a bowl game on the line here. You know, don't take points off the board.
Well, in Washington's case in particular, they entered this game 6-6. So this 35-34 loss makes them a losing team this year. They could have finished with a winning record.
All right, cheese it. Citrus Bowl.
Yeah.
Cheese it, Dano. It's a Citrus Bowl in Orlando.
Yes, and this was a big one. Yeah, top 20 matchup here. Illinois hanging on to beat South Carolina 21-17. This one paired with the Ohio State-Tennessee playoff game from several days ago, the Alabama-Michigan game from earlier today. Big Ten has got to be feeling pretty darn good when being held next to the SEC this year.
How about that Kinder's Texas Bowl?
Yes, with LSU. Baylor.
Don't tell me.
Baylor put up a lot of points, but LSU put up a lot more. 44-31. This was a pretty exciting game, I'm sure. A lot of big time plays in this one. But congrats to LSU. I've been ragging on the SEC for the past few minutes here, but it seems like I told you earlier, Chris, looking like the Tigers might be one of the SEC's brighter lights this postseason.
Well, it's easier for me to deal with a guy named Tracy Jones over in Baton Rouge. He's with the Alumni Association, because coming the new year, I think you could give a little bit more for the year 2025. Well, how about them Tigers there, Tracy?
Yeah.
Anyway, so LSU winner.
Yes, had a good year.
Good for you.
And tonight, of course, should be ESPN refreshed. It is officially underway. Yes. 15 minutes to go in the first quarter. Number 6 Penn State and number 3 Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. You can find that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Don't go away. You're not going to slide out on this one. We got to talk about tomorrow's games.
We do.
The big three stack 'em up games. let's start with the over in Atlanta, Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, number 5, Texas, going against number 4, Arizona State.
Funny enough, I had my score prediction for this one being exactly what the LSU-Baylor score ended up being. I've got Texas winning 44-31. That's going to be a strange game offensively for the Longhorns, if I'm right. But they put up a lot of points on Clemson. Arizona State, I think they're a very flashy team offensively. I don't know if they're going to be prepared to stop the might of Texas, though. So I've got Texas 44-31.
Okay, quarterfinals over at the Rose Bowl. Ohio State, Oregon.
I have this game being thrilling just like the first one was, but I just, as I said, Oregon, they're good, but man, beating Ohio State twice good, that's tough, especially after you had to be at home to beat them by 1 point earlier. Ohio State's riding high. Give me the Buckeyes 38-33.
I'm going to bust out the caramel corn for this game.
All right.
I like sitting at the end of the bed. I really do, and watching football games. People are like, why are you sitting so close to the screen, you know? I feel like I'm closer to the action. The coach will look at you and ask you to pass the Gatorade. You know,
that would be awesome if that could work.
Okay, I'm talking about this is a game I've been waiting for the matchup. It's the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, number 7 Notre Dame, number 2 Georgia.
Yeah, I told you earlier, Chris, I think I said it last hour. This is going to be, if you are an old head, as I call you, you're just someone who likes some lower scoring, grittier football, I think you're going to like this game. I think Notre Dame is going to give Georgia a scare. Georgia's really kind of lost some faith with them only being favored by 1 point. I think a lot of that falls on Carson Beck not being present. But Notre Dame, I don't know if they have faced the might of a team like Georgia yet, and I think that's going to shine here. I'll take Georgia by a weird score, 25-18. Let's see. Also wanted to touch on this because I mentioned the what was it? It was the bowl game with Iowa State. Pop-Tart Bowl. I mentioned that just a moment ago. Miami Hurricanes looking for a new defensive coordinator. Mm. University of Miami's head football coach broke the news earlier today saying the team has decided to relieve Lance Guidry of his duties. Coach Mario Cristobal thanked Guidry for his contributions to the program over the years. Yeah, Chris, I told you. Well, the final score of that game was 42-41. I know some other final scores from Miami season include them beating, I think it was Vatek, 38-34. They beat Cal 39-38. So they just had a lot of high-scoring games. Their defense was unwatchably bad. So this seems like a new hire that is long overdue.
I've got a few Miami fans that I have not discussed it with, but I'm sure it was a smart move.
Yes, I'm sure they're happy.
Okay. Since it is New Year's Eve night and fireworks will be, control bombs will be going off throughout the area.
Right.
Many residents in a Hawaiian community reporting illegal fireworks in the days before New Year's Eve. The explosions are, and I mentioned to you before, scaring the heck out of the dogs, the pets, causing them to run off and escape, leading to their deaths. Now, this is where it gets crazy. You know, just you got to control these animals. Anyway, Nikki Sheckfeld, she's with Fox TV over in Honolulu, KHON Channel 2, working on this report.
As the fireworks were going off, pet assistance groups were getting calls of animals that were running away. She says the fireworks on the west side have been bad since October.
Just the other day, there was a dog scared so much because of fireworks, ran on a freeway, and died because a Jeep hit it.
Experts say dogs have extremely sensitive hearing, and fireworks could trigger their fight-or-flight response. And the animals are being found island-wide. On New Year's Day, she said there were about 150 animals on Oahu who had escaped from home due to the fireworks, and more than half were found dead.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, just, I mean, you know, because some people think it's funny, like when their dogs or cats or whatever else get scared. And sometimes, depending on how the dog reacts, I guess it can be. But yeah, this is not something to take lightly. You do have to look out for your pets there. 6:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Looking at the roads, luckily, not too much going on. It's been a very smooth sailing evening. Please, as we continue into tonight, please continue to keep it that way. As for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 61, low of 41. Sunny, mostly clear, all around beautiful New Year's Day.
Very definitive. Just keep it that way.
Yeah, keep it that way.
All right.
Don't change it now.
That's right. Annual, and we won't be talking about this after a few hours here, the annual Keep the Reef Green Fire Safety Campaign now has 14 red bulbs on that reef. The reefs, by the way, on display at county and city fire stations, including select governmental buildings, through tomorrow. Each time firefighters respond to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, a green light bulb's replaced with a red one to remind you of the dangers posed by fire in residential homes and during the holidays. So it's all coming to close. Keep it at 14.
Yes.
Everybody be extra safe out there. Because
continue to be safe out there, just like on the road.
Well, I'll tell you this. Tomorrow's show, we will be focusing on the four Ps, mm-hmm. and we'll be focusing on space heaters, and we'll be facing and talking about a lot of cold weather sensitive information that you'll need to know about. That's coming up tomorrow, News Radio 92.3.
All righty. And here nationally, President Biden says the U.S. will be providing $2.5 billion in security assistance for Ukraine. Correspondent Benji Heyer was talking about this. Biden said the U.S. will continue to work relentlessly to strengthen Ukraine's position in its war with Russia for the remainder of his time in office. We touched on that a little bit yesterday. February will mark 3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. And on Sunday, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky called the U.S. aid crucial to stabilizing the front lines.
All right. A new study out showing a couple of drinks could possibly take months off your life. Yeah, it's a report coming from the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America.
This study, it's basically an analysis of 100 other studies which found the more you drink, even in moderate amounts, raises your risk of dying. Two drinks a week take 2 to 3 days off your life. Seven drinks a week, that's one a day. 2.5 months off your life. And 35 drinks a week, that's 5 a day, yeah, 2 years. Because it raises the risk of car accidents, liver damage, cancer, and heart disease. The CDC and U.S. dietary guidelines say women should have no more than one drink a day, men 2 drinks, because alcohol is a leading cause of morbidity after cigarettes and obesity.
Mm. Wow.
It's a good point to remember. The AAA Free Toe-to-Go program is active right now. If you need a safe ride, maybe you're impaired, or maybe you have a broken down vehicle or so. Tow2Go, it's a free service. Once again, if you want to activate the service, all you have to do is call 855-286-9246. Remember, AAA is just asking that this service be treated as a last resort,
yeah,
not just as a crutch.
So, yeah, don't be drinking tonight thinking, no, I can just call AAA. Don't do that. Around this time every hour, with it being 6:48, we'd like to get you your Wall Street number. Stocks closing slightly lower to cap a winning year. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 29 points to 42,544. The S&P 500 fell 25 points to 58,81. And the NASDAQ dropped 176 points to 19,310.
Ooh, the new year could bring positive changes. If you are having a problem getting your driver's license reinstated, help is on the way. This might start your new year off a little bit better if this
perhaps
has been something you've been working on. Law enforcement and Escambia court officials holding a restoration clinic. It is on March 28th. So you have some time to take care of this, but I will tell you this. By the way, it'll be over at the Blanchard Judicial Building downtown. The program is available for the first 150 people who register online. So the 150 slots go very quickly. So I'm just giving you a heads up here. If this is something you need to take care of, start the new year off in the right direction and contact those folks, and good luck to you.
All righty. And, you know, Chris, I figured with it being the New Year's theme, I'll give you some history on it. The ancient Romans later officially declared January 1st as the beginning of the new year. In 46 BC, Roman dictator Julius Caesar created a new calendar, cementing the date as the start of the new year. The Western world was slow to adopt New Year's Day, mainly because the Catholic Church denounced it as paganism. Instead, Catholics worshipped what is still observed by some denominations today as the Feast of Christ's Circumcision. It wasn't until 1582 that Pope Gregory VIII revised the Western calendar to reflect the Romans' version and include January 1st as New Year's Day. So we kind of came, ancient Romans, they were kind of the first to do that. Others didn't really follow suit until later on down the road.
Do we get class credit for this?
Sure. Yes. Yes. Now, go ahead and put that on your report cards, kids.
News Radio 923. See, we got a smart guy over here giving us all this information on history. And
yeah, I wasn't reading a script or nothing. I just said that out of nowhere.
One of these smart guys. Hey, the year will end with arrest for illegal border crossers. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
There were about 44,000 arrests of migrants illegally crossing the southern border in December, a little less than November, according to an official with U.S. Customs and Border Protection. This month will mark the sixth in a row that there were fewer arrests than the monthly average in 2019. President Biden's final full month in office also saw the fewest arrests of border crossers than at any point in his 4 years in office. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas attributes the decline to asylum restrictions put in place by the president in June. Arrests fell by half at the beginning of the year after Mexico increased enforcement of its own borders. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll hit some of the finishing touches for you, as we do every evening, sending you off into the night. But also, we'll throw in an extra fact or two about the history of New Year's Day. Details on all that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hey, folks. This is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes. So it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, New Year's Eve 2024, getting ready to welcome in a new year here. You ready for it?
Yes.
That's very definitive. I'll show you what I bring it on.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, here's something, a story I wanted to pass on, because I don't know how this would fly in a seafood conscious town like Pensacola. We know good seafood here.
Yes.
We know what's not good seafood.
There's right.
There is a company producing plant-based seafood for restaurants. This will be in Chicago. Kelly Sabarini is in the Windy City and explains the story.
Aquacultured Foods, based here in Chicago, is the only company in the world using cellulose, a fiber found in fruit, to make a seafood alternative. Aqua uses fermentation to grow the cellulose. It's kind of like brewing beer. Right now, Aqua's products are being used in dishes at Michelin's Bib Gourmand recognized Mama Delia in Chicago. Aqua estimates some 70% of seafood is consumed outside of the house, and that's why their focus right now is on restaurant-grade products.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll... If you are someone who likes or who prefers substitutes to anything, but in this case seafood, I'm sure you'll enjoy this or have an open mind to it, but I can just imagine someone who's like, no, I don't want it. I don't want to try it.
I could just see somebody trying to slop this off on a New York... We call them yats, the locals.
Yeah.
Somebody going up to a yat and saying... Here, I want you to have this
plant-based
lobster.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think it's going to fly.
Blasphemy.
I will just tell you that I don't think it's going to fly.
Just past 6:55 here. One last very quick check of the roads and weather. Roads are looking good. They have for the bulk of this afternoon. Please continue to stay safe out there this evening. And as for the weather, 66 degrees, low of 43 tonight. Tomorrow, a beautiful Wednesday, high of 61, low of 41.
Okay, we've been taking you all over New York this afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock. We've given you uptown, midtown. We've given you all the different areas around Manhattan. Well, I just want to kind of leave you with the show today. Just remember, more than a million people are on the ground there in Manhattan, 42nd. They'll welcome in the New Year's ball. It'll drop, and it'll be very interesting and a very always exciting beginning of the new year. In fact, Fox's Kevin Urensky has more in this Securing America.
New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch delivered some good news during a briefing Monday.
At this time,
There are no specific credible threats to the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration.
Tisch also reminding those who plan to be there that in addition to the police, people do see.
There will be plenty of security measures that you will not see.
Those include plainclothes officers and personnel in helicopters and boats, as well as the use of drones. Mayor Eric Adams adding, security is everyone's responsibility.
If you see something, say something, but most importantly, do something.
The ball first dropped in Times Square for a New Year's in 1907. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Speaking of New Year's facts, other cultures, of course, do not celebrate New Year's on January 1st. Chinese New Year doesn't start until between mid-January and mid-February. The reason the 15-day holiday is not set in stone is because the Chinese New Year is a lunar holiday, beginning with the arrival of the second new moon following the winter solstice. The Muslim New Year, meanwhile, also based on movements of the moon. In Iran, people celebrate the New Year in March. The Hindu New Year can either fall in October or January, depending on which variation of Hindu a follower believes. And the Vietnamese New Year is called Tet for short and usually falls between January 21st and February 19th. New Year's Day in Japan is, like Western nations, on January 1st.
Boy, you are just a plethora of information tonight.
Yeah, a lot of fun facts for you this evening. I got a million.
Okay. A couple of things to remember as you head out into the night. No drunk driving, please.
Of course.
Get yourself a designated driver. You know, okay?
And
make sure that driver's sober. That's important.
Yeah, make sure he knows he's a designated driver.
Also, using possibly a rideshare service, or you could take public transportation. A couple of things there. Also, if you're with the pets tonight, make sure you calm them down as best you can. Put them in quiet rooms because the fireworks will just drive them totally crazy. So take care of your pets. Make sure they're taken care of. Go out and have a great New Year's. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.